You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Receive the gift, the Luchot, as he says, the finalizing the 40 days workshop that he spent with Ribono Shel Olam, the finally Hashem gave him the tablets. So now here there's a quote that is brought, and Rashi HaKadosh points out that the kahaloto, there is no vav. So when there is no vav, we can read it as a kala. So what's the connection between finalizing and the kala? Why should it the vav missing?
Kala, because
there's
a
unity of Bnei Yisrael and Hashem. Beautiful, very nice. Chazak baruch. So now Rashi HaKadosh says that the Torah was given to Moshe just like the kala goes under the chuppah. That's how it was given to Moshe. So what does that mean? So the Midrash brings that within the 40 days, Ribono Shel Olam was trying to inform Moshe with all the subjects of the Torah, but it was very hard for him to grasp it. So it was learning and forgetting, learning and forgetting. So in the end of the 40 days, he gave him a capsule, and then he remembered everything.
What was this capsule,
the Torah? Between Mincha and Arvi, to stay quiet, to listen to the Torah. So that was the capsule.
Capsule?
Right.
Well,
40 means
40 years, 40 years, 40 years,
40 years. 40 years. Yeah, 40, the term 40 is reproduction, like 40 years after desert, yeah. We have 40 after Mirveh, 40 days it takes that the umbar in the mother's womb that will be designated boy or a girl. So there's a 40 that has a significant. So now here, so when it says kechaloto and there's a vav is missing, so that means like as a gift that was given to Moshe Rabbeinu Shalom. So in the same aspect, Hashem gave the whole Torah as a gift, as a matana to Moshe Rabbeinu Shalom. So one thing that we learn from here, what did we learn?
When you try,
beautiful, very, very nice. So if Moshe Rabbeinu Shalom has a difficulty to grasp the Torah, and then Ribono Shel Olam gave him the ingredient that he needed to be able to remember and so on, so we should not feel bad. So that means many to just give up, say, no, it's not for me, I can't, you know, and they have lots of interest and special IQ to learn things, as you see people are very successful in many aspects of their career. But when it comes to Gemara, it's not for me. When it comes to Rashi, this is too hard. When they learn Tosfot, they say, oh, no, I don't understand that. It's Chinese to me. But in any other aspects of the Torah, the worldly matters are very sharp. They have a great IQ. But here we learn that you just have to create the interest. So now, as long as you have the interest, so then Ribono Shel Olam gives you the main ingredient. So that's one thing that we learn from here. So the other matter here is that when the Torah points out the code that the Torah was giving us a kala, as the whole concept of when people get married, what is the purpose?
To be one.
To argue. You know, you get married to just argue whether what this is there. I mean, that's what people, they get married, no?
Very true.
Yeah, and you don't have nobody to argue, you know, give you a hard time, so then you find somebody, you know.
Is it very true?
Right, but to give you a hard time and constantly argue. But the main purpose that, I mean, it's not the top list, but the purpose, the task here is when you get married, obviously, to elevate. Obviously, that means you find somebody that knows, like people when go to school, why they go to school? Because they believe they can learn something. They come to Beit Knesset, why? The purpose here is to elevate themselves through tefillah, through learning, to make their eye a little bit, how do you say, it's heavyweight? To put that overweight, how do you call them? Overweight! How do you call them?
Chubby.
No, in English term? Chubby, right, exactly. Your eye becomes a little bigger. But if you come to Beit Knesset and you leave skinnier eye, so you wasted your time. If you go to school and then you keep failing, so you're wasting your time. If you come to this olam 70, 80, 120, and you don't gain nothing, as a matter of fact, it was a story, Masechet Berachot brings very interesting story about a fox. So fox, you know what the fox they like? Shualim, you know what they like?
Chicken.
You don't have one? No?
Chicken.
Grapes. They love grapes. So this is this is a vineyard. So there's a hole in the wall. So he goes in, eats and eats and eats. Boparia eats, you know, the ala perot, ala eats and eats and eats. It wants to come out. Yeah. Couldn't. It became very
chubby.
Exactly. Yeah. He couldn't come out. So what do you do now?
Diet.
Fasted.
Diet.
Yeah. Fasted 2-3 days to be able to come out of the hole. So he comes out. And then looks at the 1 yard, say, 1 yard, 1 yard. Hich cheiri azat nadidam. I didn't gain any benefit from you. But if he was smart, he was a smart fox, as it should have been, what would he do?
Take it out.
No. You pass the grapes through the hole, and then you come out, and you eat as much as you want. Huh? So here, Gemara is teaching us, and it's very, as a matter of fact, something happened, and somebody, newcomer, many, many years ago, was invited to the wedding, and then, can you go, what's the introduction of the wedding?
Hors d'oeuvres.
The hors d'oeuvres.
Hors
d'oeuvres. Right. Yeah, before you go in, they serve you others. So he ate and he ate and he ate and he ate and he ate. And then they went in, and then everybody sits down, and then you see they bring in the food. And he looks at the steak, and he cannot, it was so filled up. Yeah. So instead of eating the steak, he ate a lot of gahre. And now he ate his hearts off. says, ay, 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 you know. So here, back to the fox, the Gemara says that's how it is. In Olam, you eat, and you eat, and you eat. You enjoy yourself. Then you get to Olam Elyon, you say, why? Ay, ay, ay. But if you were smart, so then you pass on all the grapes up there, the mitzvot, masim tovim, tefillot, learning Torah, and then you enjoy it. So here, back to the code. It says, kechalato is a kala. Why? Because he wants to teach us the same aspect that people start a family, they go under the chuppah. Why? Because the purpose here is to make you grow. You learn. So then here, the same aspect about the Torah, that when Hashem gave us the Torah, it's a guideline. Actually, you know, the name Torah is Persian. Torah. That means Rahe To. Because Hashem, you know, gave it. Right. He put a Persian name on the Torah. To means you, and the Rah means? Your paths, yes. So here, Torah, purpose, is just like Kalah, when it goes under the chuppah. Not to change people, but we have to change ourselves. That's what the whole task here is. And people sometimes say, you did this. It's all your fault. See, when you go there, they have three fingers toward you. You notice? You have one over there. So now you only pay attention to the one, but the three is over here.
And one go to this guy.
So this three we forget. We always monitor and inspect other people. But here we learn that the Torah is like the Kala. The same way the purpose here is to grow and improve when you go under the chuppah. So the same way, Torah Nadusha. Shenizke, Shesh Baruch Hu Yizakeh Otano, don't eat too much grape. Pass all the grapes out. And Mezad Hashem, Nizke, B'Yishuot, and Mesorot Ovad.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.